Everybody, thank you very much for attending tonight, this latest meeting of the Staffordshire Council Cabinet. There's everyone sitting comfortably. The first item of business, actually as the agenda is set out, is the receipts, or acknowledging the receipts, of a motion that was put to Council on the 3rd of October. And because there was a cost implication, it was forwarded on to the Cabinet to approve. Now I'm going to ask members of the Cabinet if they accept the cost implications of this motion, and if they do, then we can send it back to Cabinet, back to Council. So is everybody okay with the cost implications of this motion?
Aye.
Thank you very much. In which case then, this will be forwarded back to an appropriate meeting in the future. Before we do move on from this subject, can I ask Councillor Hood, what's the Council been doing in the last couple of months regarding winter fuel levels?
Well, we've been working very hard on this, obviously, because it's so important to both us as a Cabinet and to the residents of Staffordshire. It's imperative that residents, families, local organisations and businesses help to spread the message about how older people could find out if they're entitled to pension credits. Even if they're only entitled to £1, it means that they can get allowances such as housing benefit, if they rent a property, a free TV licence, if they're age 75 plus, or help with NHS dental treatment, glasses and hospital appointment costs. We as the local authority are already promoting this by putting details on every page of our website to signpost to where residents can find out more on how to claim, adding information to emails from councillors and staff. We've shared government messages throughout our social media channels, and Leader, I know that you have written to the Chancellor of the Exchequer to voice our concern and to ask that the government does all it can to make sure that those entitled to helping during the winter months don't miss out. To anyone who's unsure if they qualify for the winter fuel allowance, they can go to the pension credit overview, gov.uk, www.gov.uk, or contact the Department of Work and Pensions dedicated helpline on 0800 99 1234 between Monday and Friday from 8 till 6. We don't want people to miss out on this allowance. So we encourage people to get in touch with the Department of Working Pensions to find out what they're entitled to. There are also local organisations like Age Concern, Citizens Advice Bureau that can help you do this if you need support. And this is the message that we put out and intend to continue putting out. Amongst other things, I noticed that Age UK are running an advert every day at peak viewing times, particularly before the soaps. I don't know what they're saying there. We are being as helpful as we possibly can.
Thank you very much for that, Councillor Hull. That's appreciated. Now, back to the agenda. Can I sign the minutes of October, the 3rd of October 2024?
Done. Thank you.
Any apologies?
Yes, Leader. Apologies from Councillor Rob Kenny and Tim Clegg, Chief Executive.
Thank you very much. Councillor, question time?
There are none.
And we've just done the motion. Okay, so we go on to item five. The first item is, strangely enough, me. Leader of the Council on Priority Projects. This report sets out, if I do a preamble to it, this report sets out the priority projects for 2024-25, pending the development of the new corporate plan. The Council's overarching priorities remain unchanged, but a review has been undertaken of the underpinning projects, commitments and emerging work areas. The review has been important in allowing us to focus on key work streams in order to make the best use of the resources we have available. The Council is ambitious to deliver significant change to Stafford Town Centre, to deliver its shared service agenda and ensure value for money, VFM, in service delivery. These three themes will be central to the Council's priorities going forward. In total, we have identified 18 projects, which are a mix of strategic and operational, and contribute to the four corporate priorities. Delivery plans have been established for each of the priority projects and we will be monitoring performance in delivery of them. The Cabinet is asked to approve the list of priority projects set out in paragraph 3.6 and the key performance indicators set out in appendix 4. Anybody have any comments?
Will it be approved?
Happy to accept the recommendation?
Absolutely.
Thank you very much, everybody. Next item is Councillor Forden. We've got the statement of licensing policy.
Thank you, Mayor. Members will recall that under the terms of the Licensing Act, we're due to refresh our licensing policy in January 2025, with a new policy running through to 2030. We're asked here to consider that draft policy, which has been amended to reflect changes in legislation, experience of current licensing issues and views submitted during recent consultations. The draft has been reviewed by the Licensing Committee under their terms of reference. They recommended adoption and publication. The next step will be to take it to Council with the recommendation that the Council does indeed adopt and publish. We're also being asked to authorise the Head of Regulatory Services to make any changes required by legislation or government guidance and to make minor variations in the interests of operational efficiency. The policy focuses on the Licensing Act's four objectives: prevention of crime and disorder, ensuring public safety, preventing public nuisance and protection of children. The report highlights areas in which have gained emphasis since our current policy was introduced, notably child sexual exploitation, legal licensing, drink spiking in the nighttime economy. You'll find a list of statutory consultees and others consulted in sections 5.6 and 5.7, and a summary of amendments to our current policy. I should note there's been a request from police licensing for the inclusion of a CIA, a cumulative impact assessment, as part of wider policy in order to prevent rises in alcohol-related crime and disorder. Our officers will be assessing this request and present options to us in due course. There are no financial implications to the policy, but the policy will ensure that we discharge our statutory obligations and that decisions can withstand scrutiny by outside bodies, including the courts. And finally, I'd like to thank the Regulatory Services team for their work in preparing it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Forden. Any comments, Councillor Patterson?
Leader, I'm really pleased to see that the issue of drink spiking has been addressed in our licensing policy.
Well, thank you for that. Any other comments? I have a set of recommendation.
Nice.
Thank you very much. We'll move on. Councillor Fordham again, Gambling Act.
Yes, thanks, Leah. So, members will find before them a revised statement of principles as required by the Gambling Act 2005. This is usually referred to as our gambling policy and it covers the period 2025 to 2027 and sets out how the Council administers its functions under the Gambling Act. Licensing authorities such as ours license gambling premises within their area, such as betting shops, over 18s amusement arcades and bingo halls. The Council currently licenses 11 gambling premises, these being predominantly adult gaming centres and betting shops, with one bingo premises and a family entertainment centre. Through the policy, the Council ensures high standards of regulatory compliance, tackles non-compliant businesses, prevents gambling from becoming a source of crime and disorder, and protects children and other vulnerable persons from being harmed or exploited. We should note that the policy has been prepared in accordance with the latest statutory guidance and includes a number of required sections and headings. It's been widely consulted on and responses considered. And I should add finally that it has been reviewed by the licensing committee, who have recommended adoption and publication. We're also being asked here to authorise the head of regulatory service to make amendments as required by legislation or government guidance, and giving the head of regulatory services the opportunity to make minor variations in the interest of operational efficiency. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Bolton. Any comments? Everyone happy to accept the recommendation?
Yeah. All right.
Thank you. Move on. Councillor Fordham again, street scene vehicle replacement.
So the purpose of this report is to inform Cabinet of a proposed investment in vehicle replacement for street scene. The request is for an approval to spend just under £1 million replacing street scene sweepers, ride-on mowers, tippers, etc., along with the installation of the EV charging points at Middleway. You can find the detail in section 5.6. Cabinet will appreciate that a fit for purpose fleet is essential for us to provide an efficient and effective service for our residents. Note that there is just over £1 million in the sinking fund at present, which should leave a modest surplus for future use. A few further points to note. The majority of the fleet is at the end of its expected life, and due to equipment failure, we're hiring replacement vehicles and bearing additional maintenance and repair costs. This is neither desirable nor sustainable. Equipment failure inevitably results in less time devoted to providing services we intend for our residents. And permission to spend will also result in our first electric vehicles, contributing to our commitment to a cleaner, healthier environment. I'd also like to note that present CANUC is preparing a similar proposal for its fleet. And finally, and as a result of that, all equipment so acquired by Stafford and CANUC will be dual branded, so it can be utilised in either authority as becomes necessary. So I recommend the purchase to Cabinet. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Fulton. Yeah, Councillor Pearce.
I'd like to commend paragraph, or the points that are made in paragraph 6.6 relating to climate action. Firstly, that two of the vehicles would be electric vehicles replacing diesel fueled vehicles, and clearly in terms of emissions and carbon emissions, that's a big improvement. But also that we are acquiring mowers which can cut grass which is longer. There are, as part of our mowing and sowing strategy, which will be coming forward, we do want certain areas to be left to grow a little longer to improve biodiversity. The problem being then that you need a different type of mower to cut the grass afterwards. Purchase of these mowers will enable that. So it's a good step forward. Thank you.
Thank you, I suppose. Any more comments? Everyone happy to move on? Let's set the recommendation.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We move on. C, community portfolio, housing assistance policy. It's Councillor Hood.
Thank you, Leader. This report recommends that Cabinet approve a revised housing assistance policy, and all authority is delegated to the Head of Wellbeing in consultation with myself to revise, prioritise, or withdraw discretionary assistance as appropriate, considering the Council's available resources and annual funding allocations. The key changes in the revised policy all relate to discretionary funding pathways. These are within our control to amend according to evidenced local demand and need, and to support service delivery. Our statutory duty to approve and pay grant funds for mandatory disabled facility grant applications remains unchanged. The policy offers additional or alternative pathways where we offer funding for adaptations in specific circumstances beyond the minimum requirements of the statutory process. The aim is to meet the following objectives: to speed up administration and the processing of grant-funded work, to broaden the scope of works available, and to provide financial assistance that's not covered by mandatory funding. Staff at Borough Council's Housing Assistance Team have now been supporting residents with disabled facility grant applications in-house for over a year and a half. For the first time in many years, the team have first-hand experience of servicing delivery and a rich data set to reflect on. This deeper understanding informs the policy changes, with a clear view of how we can best support our residents. We aim to make best use of funding at all times, and our priority is to significantly reduce the overall end-to-end time for applicants from first inquiry to completion of adaptation works. The team personally vet all contractors, make sure of their quality of work to the satisfaction of our residents. Detail of the changes that are being proposed, along with the justification, are set out in the report at paragraphs 5.2 to 5.8. Thank you, Leader.
Thank you very much, Councillor Hood. Any comments? Councillor Pearce.
I think this is an excellent report, Leader. It will lead to these awards and grants and changes being made much, much quicker than they are at the moment. For those who are requiring them, people who are disabled as a result of illness or injury, it's absolutely essential that these changes are brought about as quickly as possible. As the report talks about people, the danger of people falling downstairs and so on, all these things can happen when these changes are not implemented quickly enough. And I think it's excellent that we are going to speed the process up. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Pearce. Any more comments? Okay, thank you. We accept the recommendations. We move on. D, Economic Development and Planning Portfolio. Councillor Reid.
Yes. I would like to draw your attention to paragraph 2.4 at first, which shows the costs of this are being met by reserves. The Council was very prudent in setting aside planning reserves. This is exactly the right use for those funds, where a large part of these costs are related to agency short-term costs to solve a problem that's a short-term problem, and the rest of the report outlines how we are going to fix that situation in the longer term, so it's absolutely appropriate. The problem is very well described on page 186 in figure 1, where you'll see that we had a backlog of over 1,000 applications. We are now down below 500, and we have been steady state broadly for a while, not just in the backlog of applications, but also in the validation as well. A tremendous amount of effort has gone into solving that problem. Cost is certainly a factor, but the quality of the service we provide is absolutely vital. We do need to clear that backlog. We have been doing so. We do need to clear the validation backlog. We have been doing so. So money, wise money, well spent. We need to maintain the performance that we've got now. So there's a steady state there. We need to stay below 500. I would prefer it to be lower than 500, but we need to at least maintain stability. And that is while we pull away some of the agency staff. So there's a short-term cost during that overlap to make sure that we maintain performance, we upskill our perm staff whilst we ramp down our temp staff. And I'd like to draw your attention to 5.13. So I want to pass on thanks and congratulations to an individual officer there who has actually really helped us to knock a lot of this backlog out of the way. Not just that one person, but the whole team really have been working hard over the last 18 months to get ahead of the problems and provide a good service. With the reskilling and upskilling that we're talking about now, we will be heading towards a great service very soon. And one of the ways of getting to that great service is described in 5.16. So we are also looking at a review of the service, of how to make our process, our team more efficient, how to make sure that we learn from the best practices across other authorities. This is really good, and the guidance that we get from that will really help us to create a stable service moving forward. And then on page 190, we do talk about the future plan for enforcement. This is a key part of our service to our residents. We are looking forward to having a great level of service enforcement as well. That's part of this report, is outlining steps we will take to stabilise and improve our service there. So I commend this report to the Cabinet, and I ask you to accept the recommendations.
Thank you very much, Councillor Reid. Any comments? Councillor Ford.
I find the report very encouraging, both in terms of its achievements, but also the future plans.
Yeah.
Very well.
Yeah. It was. Very positive report. Excellent.
Absolutely. Forward looking.
Thank you. Everyone accept the recommendation?
Aye.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Resources portfolio. First item, final accounts 23-24. Councillor Cook.
Thank you, Leader. Well, this report here contains the final outturn position for 2023-24, and the recommendations are in paragraphs 2.1 and 2.2. The headline figures are shown in section 3 together with reasons. And I would say, in fact, that we have a balanced set of final accounts. There are no black holes here at all. So that's very commendable. Leader, the report provides an analysis of the final accounts position for 2023-24 and covers the following accounts. The general fund revenue account, which is the net cost of providing day-to-day services, business rates retention, capital expenditure and how this is financed, and of course the collection fund. There is an assurance that the figures in the report are robust. The next thing is a capital outturn. The capital outturn position is shown in the text and table in paragraph 5.20, together with reasons for slippage, and the following paragraphs show the major items of capital spend and the finance of the capital programme. The report deals with collection fund in paragraphs 5.23 to 5.25. Appendix 1 contains the detailed portfolio revenue outturn figures, together with comments, and Appendix 2 gives detailed portfolio capital outturn figures and comments. Now, Leader, I would like to take this opportunity to thank all the finance team for all their time and effort and hard work which they've put into these accounts during difficult circumstances. I'm very grateful for the amount of work, time and effort, blood, sweat and tears almost, that they have expended in order to get these final accounts to us. I ask Cabinet to agree the recommendation.
Thank you very much, Councillor Cook. Any questions? Everyone happy? No? Give the recommendation. Thank you. Right, the next two items on the resources portfolio are confidential, and I am going to move into the confidential area. So anybody who's not a member of Stafford Borough Council or a member of the press, can you please...